Settling into the chair at the desk, she selected a music app on her cell phone and turned on her favorite music so it played through the phone speaker. It wasn't loud, but it was nice to have a little background music while she was working. After choosing a song, she opened the inventory program on the store's computer and began to work on inputting the books. A person walking down the alleyway heard the music playing as they slowly approached the back door of the bookstore. They knew exactly what store it was. There was only one bookstore in town, and it was owned by that awful woman, Fiona. They really didn't like her, and had been thinking of getting back at her, but had yet to find the right opportunity. It was fortunate that the rear entrance to the bookstore was slightly open. They had walked down this alley many times, and it had never been left open like it was now. Deciding to seize the opportunity, they slipped in without making a sound. As soon as they saw who they thought was Fiona sitting at the desk with her back towards the door, the attacker was sure this was their lucky break. They wanted to get back at Fiona for a while now, and there was no way they were going to pass up this chance. If they had walked down the sidewalk in front of the store, they never would have known the back door was open. Besides, this gave them an opportunity for the element of surprise. Anyone could have seen them enter through the front of the bookstore, but back here, nobody would be any the wiser. The glint of the new metal bookmarks caught the attacker's eye. Reaching in, they pulled one out of the open box, marveling at the sharp, tapered end and the way it narrowed to a dull point, making it almost look like a knife. Wrapping it in their gloved fist, they crept up behind the woman at the desk. Lost in her work, her head was nodding in time to the beat of the music. As the attacker pulled their hand back, every bit of frustration, anger, and hate they felt went into slamming the bookmark down and burying it repeatedly into Shelley. Ignoring her toe-curling cry when it first pierced her skin with a pop. The attacker lost count of how many times they'd stabbed the metal bookmark into her. It was as though something else took complete control of their body. Their hands moved on their own, releasing the pent-up anger they'd felt for Fiona. Feeling disconnected from the reality of what they were doing, it was as if they were watching a movie, not really doing the thing they'd been fantasizing about. Shelley felt the initial stab to her neck, but after the searing pain and an overwhelming feeling of hopelessness, all she was aware of was the rhythmic thumps of each blow. Thump, thump, thump. Her attacker finally stopped when her body slumped to the side, lifeless. The attacker knew it was time to leave before anyone came into the storage room and saw Shelley's body. There was no feeling of regret by the attacker, only the thought of self-preservation. Satisfied with what they had done, they slipped the metal bookmark into their coat pocket and rushed over to the door. The gloves they were wearing were insulated, so they didn't realize when they pushed the door open, they left behind a partial bloodied gloved handprint. Kicking aside the brick that was holding the door open, they hoped to make it look as though the door hadn't been open. It never had been before, so why should this time be any different? When they left the back of the bookstore, they heard the metallic click of the door latch slipping into place. Tucking their hands into their coat pockets, they continued walking down the alley to their original destination. Smiling happily, they were convinced that Fiona and her bookstore were history.